I know this is shaky, but about 300 yards over there are several wild Mustangs. If you've never seen wild Mustangs, there's a herd. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And there's some more coming up in the rear. These are wild Mustangs in the wild. As you can see, there they are. Now, if we were closer to them, a stallion would challenge us and send the herd on. And he would stand back and fight us. And they know that I'm here. The stallions will be in the rear. And here they come. Here they come. Moving on. Now you can see wild horses in the wild. I used to hunt wild horses in these mountains. Behind there is Mustang Mountain. That's about as close as I can zoom them in. It's about 300 miles. You can see that other herd up there. There is a colt. You can see the colt. There's two colts. 1, 2, 3, a colt. 4, and then another colt. And 5. Now you see the rest of this herd down here. The colts are up there in the middle. The colts are being protected. Oh, there's another colt there. I don't have a tripod on this, so this is hard to hold, and the wind is blowing briskly. Good herd of horses there. I know this wind is probably tearing this camera, the audio up on it. Pretty tight. Going up there to a water hole to water in the evening. There's a mine up there, and there's a pond behind that mine. Now there's your Mustangs. About 4 minutes worth of wild Mustangs. There they go, wild and free as a deer. Antelope. that mountain. Get them. There they go. There are the antelope. This is Fish Lake Valley. I love to see the antelope and the bighorn sheep. There's a herd of four antelope there, bounding up the mountain like it was nothing. Just a piece of cake. They blend right into the landscape. Right into the landscape. You can hardly even see them, except a little white behind. There they go. We're in Nevada again. Had quite a bit of rain. And now I have an air conditioner on our little cabin. It's not very big, but it works. There's the White Mountains filled with snow on them, and this is just about the last of August. And there is Smokey. And over here is Monkey, someplace. There's Monkey hiding around. Anyway, they're having a good time. Smokey ran off, went back where she used to live. And you can see they're having fun there. We're going to go down and look at the creek. The creek is flooding tremendously. And I'm going to take a shot of it. As a matter of fact, it's made a lot of new pathways. Look at that beautiful range of mountains there, 14,252 feet up there, White Mountain Peak. We had the cloudburst last night. Just one on top of another. And it looks like Smokey's going to follow me here. Our trees are looking all right, except for one that died on us. Need to get one more to replace that dead one. Smokey's always following me like a little pup dog. Trees down here. There's the creek we're roaring in. Need to mow the creek again if I can get down there to it. Big lizard. Better watch out for Smokey because he'll get the lizard. There's the stream coming down through here. You can see it's really wide. You cannot see a rock in there at all. There's a lot of big rocks, but you can't see any large rocks in here at all. The water is too deep now.
A lot more.
That's the only bridge that has not got water hitting. Well, it hits on both ends. It's actually hitting it. Here is our little recording studio. There's Bigfoot over there. A lot of rose hips. We'll have to pick those rose hips and make rose hip tea. The water is lifting the bridge up almost. Here's our little sign, the Lilies of the Valley sign. Dopey. Creek is really roaring. I know these. The creek is cutting out on the other side and making new pathways. There's Smokey again. And my mascot, my guard. I had a snake down there for a while. That's where a bridge was at one time. Now gone. Down here, the creek will start widening out. It has cut a pathway over there on the other side. Going out through there. This water is, the ground is just saturated with water here. You can step on the ground and the water will seep out around your shoe. And it gets even more saturated here. And the water is up all the way here on the side. And there you can see there's another one of the bridges, bridge number 3. And the water is going over that away and making new pathways. Where are you? All right. Here's where our little garden is. And as you can see here, this bridge is water over the top of it. Water over there, water making new pathways in different places. There's a tomato plant. Looks like it's just about got a tomato ripe on it. Like it recovered from the trip. And another tomato plant down there. Got 3 tomato plants and 1 peach tree here. And there are 2 aspen trees. And I believe these are 2 young ones coming up. There's one there. And here is another 2 over here. I think we're going to try to have an aspen grove here from the looks of it. Coming in.
you can see when you step on the ground, water will just run out. You can barely have a place to walk here. And the creek has become very wide here. It is probably 35 feet from one side of it to the other here. You look, it's coming down in 1, 2, 3, 4 splits here. All over the place. And there's back up to the cabin. The White Mountains. You have to get completely out here. I don't know whether the creek will ever flow down this year. From the looks of it. Go up here high. I want to be able to bring my lawnmower down here, my riding lawnmower, John Deere lawnmower, so I can mow some of this. You can see the creek is divided over there. Some people build their houses really close to the creek, and it's been a real problem now. See, the creek is running in two streams here. With wildflowers and kinds of stuff around these willows, and down here to the now phone is going off. This is the last bridge here. There's where the bridge that was taken from the other place is. There we are. The update of the floodwaters of Chattahoochee Creek.
I know this is shaky, but about 300 yards over there are several wild mustangs. If you've never seen wild mustangs, there's a herd. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and there's some more coming up in the rear. These are wild mustangs in the wild. As you can see, there they are. Now, if we were closer to them, a stallion would challenge us and send the herd on. And he would stand back and fight us. And they know that I'm here. The stallions will be in the rear. And here they come. Here they come. Moving on. There you can see wild horses in the wild. I used to hunt wild horses in these mountains. Behind there is Mustang Mountain. That's about as close as I can zoom them in. It's about 300 miles. You can see that other herd up there. There is a colt. You can see the colt. There's two colts. 1, 2, 3, a colt. 4, and then another colt. And 5. Now you see the rest of this herd down here. The colts are up there in the middle. The colts are being protected. Oh, there's another colt there. I don't have a tripod on this, so this is hard to hold, and the wind is blowing briskly. That's pretty good. Herd of horses there. I know this wind is probably tearing this camera, the audio, up on it. Pretty tight. Going up there to a water hole to water in the evening. There's a mine up there, and there's a pond behind that mine. Now there's your Mustangs. About 4 minutes worth of wild Mustangs. There they go, wild and free as a deer. Antelope. Antelope there. Going right up that mountain. Get them. There they go. There are the antelope. Fish Lake Valley. I love to see the antelope and the bighorn sheep. There's a herd of four antelope there, bounding up the mountain like it was nothing. Just a piece of cake. They blend right into the landscape. Right into the landscape. You can hardly even see them, except for the little white behind.